Hello, everyone. This is Oliver from Heat Rocks. So when we recorded our episode with Ali Shaheed Muhammad about Public Enemy's It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold This Back, the other album that he had given us to choose from, and he didn't realize that we had to choose between them, he thought we were going to talk about both albums, was Earth, Wind & Fire's All in All, which, if I'm being really honest here, was the album that Morgan really wanted us to get into. And we felt like it was only fair because Ali had prepped some thoughts about that Earth, Wind & Fire album, because Morgan is so excited to talk about it, we would take a little bit of time to let these two geek out. I would join in this conversation, except I realize the only song off this album I know is Brazilian Rhyme, and I don't know anything else off of All in All, so I'm just going to turn this over to Morgan and Ali to get into. I hope you all enjoy this.
I mean, everyone that listens to the show knows that Earth, Wind & Fire is my favorite all-time band. They know, you know, where this started, my relationship with my dad, and this was his favorite band. Spirit is near and dear to my heart, right? But there's something about All in All. Of course, we know it's their eighth studio album, 1977, inspired by a trip to Brazil and Argentina. But I remember being at a friend's house and hearing I'll Write a Song for You. And I was just a little kid, like, oh my God. We'll write a song of love. Oh,
oh, oh, love. Yeah.
What did you love mostly about the band? I could go on and on about what I love, but what about this band influenced you and why this album?
There are two albums that have shaped me as not only just finding my musical voice, but it just breathed the spirit of music into me. The one other album, I'll just briefly mention it, is called Journey to the Light by Brainstorm. I talk about that record so much, and I don't mention All in All because that was another album that really spoke to me. And for the same reasons that Journey to the Light did, it's obvious that Earth, Wind & Fire have these very spiritual elements, you know, to their songs. And there are a lot of layers, you know, things that are on the surface, and then there's other things that you really just have to dig deep and hope that you could talk to these guys and be like, what was the thinking behind it? You know, because, you know, I'm hearing these lyrics and I'm feeling a way about it, but just for a confirmation of it. But, you know, Serpentine Fire is just like this groove. And it's just like, what are they talking? It just sounds glorious. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like, what? I heard that and was just like, what? I don't even understand. And the groove of it is just so funky. But then, you know, they come right behind with Fantasy. And it's just even the way that Fantasy blends in, like when it comes in, it's not even a full, like Serpentine Fire doesn't really go off. It just kind of like it transitions. And to me, it's like a almost like a DJ blend, but without a blend. And it's so that to me is like, oh, this is a journey. And I heard that at the age of 8. And at that time, my life was it was a bit dark. My mother had started dating someone who was a monster. And I'll just leave it at that. He was a monster. And so the music for me was the light. The music for me was, prior to this monster, I knew of greater good. And, you know, with this darkness coming in, I needed something to remind me of that prior to. And so this album, you know, just even in fantasy, you know, just what it means. And I took it to not just it being something fantasy based, but it's real as long as you align your mind, you know, to see what you're dreaming and to see that it can be real. And so when surrounded in that dark environment, to me, it was just a matter of seeing the light. You know, this was just that album for me. And it's a musical journey, you know.
Absolutely. And I think Earth, Wind & Fire as a band, and particularly this album, is something that's so beautiful to think about having the experience of listening to as a child, because it was a way for me to experience the emotion of joy that I didn't know that music, I was too young to know, you know, to really process, to connect music with joy, but I just remember being joyful. And I remember watching my father, you know, experience joy with this album. That's why Earth, Wind & Fire is so precious to me. A lot of these songs feel like prayers. It's a continue, you know, the worship experience, worship is continuous. You know, it ends when, you know, what they say, the spirit gives you utterance, and it begins and ends the same way. And that's the way that Earth, Wind & Fire's albums always felt to me. It's just one continuous prayer. Later on in life, I mean, if you would have asked me as a child, automatically, I write a song for you. Love's Holiday would have been my favorite. Mm. And then I fell in love with Runnin'. What's your favorite track from this album? I gotta ask.
My favorite track is Running.
Okay.
I mean, I could hear that song. Like, that song could just play for 12 hours straight, and I'm like, I would be good. I have had that song on loop just, like, for hours at times, just because it's a journey, you know? And for me, the music that resonates with me the most are songs that are a journey. Every song is not a journey. As much as people may say that and may have a feeling of the case, and this song to me is, it just, you know, again, going back to that, you know, 8-year-old child, and in that situation, it was just like, when you hear those voices, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I am, but I have just been transported away from this place. It starts off in one place, but then when he goes to that stay, like, it's like a transition. I never heard anything like that before.
I mean, Earth, Wind & Fire just has classics upon classics. And the way that they strung all these genres together that you're talking about, everything together, that they slipped in stuff, you couldn't separate one thing from the other. And just the vocals, it's like Maurice White and Philip Bailey's the 1-2 punch. And Maurice is a drummer. So all the percussive elements were just so on point. I just appreciate you, brother, for having that album in mind, because it's so precious to me as this band is and always will be.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted, you know, first of all, you know, we had discussed a while ago, you know, of me coming here, and I'm happy that, you know, it came at the time, especially, you know, when we're just, history is showing us something great and different, you know. And so to be able to come now means more to me, because I'm actually talking about songs that not only have helped to shape me as a musician, but as a person, And I think that these two albums are so relevant to today, where we are right now. You never know how a conversation is going to get transmitted, you know, and how it will land on other people. But I know that with this invite, this is a special, like what you guys do is really special, you know, and I want to make sure that when people listen to these music, it gives you a bit more of an insight into me. You know, I don't speak a lot, and there are a lot of layers, and the bulk of them are spiritual, spiritually based. It's belief in love, belief in harmony. I'm happy to be able to speak about this. You guys have given me a one extra.
I'm so glad. I feel like when someone tells me they like Earth, Wind, and Fire, I feel like I can see their heart. And they're either hardcore musicians and fans of musicianship, and I can appreciate that too because they speak about the true musicianship of Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is undoubtable. Or they speak about the spirituality of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so it is what I was telling you, man, that like this band was the first band that I can remember as a kid that showed me how to access joy musically because I saw it being joy for other people. I didn't know I was going to make my living in music. I didn't know I was going to fall in love with music this way. But if I can trace the genesis of this, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. God bless Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm thankful for that band and what they've given me access to emotionally. And I just appreciate you picking it because any opportunity to talk about Earth, Wind, and Fire just makes me happy.
Now I know.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.